The Minister of Finance and Economic Planning has just completed a poverty alleviation public meeting in Harare designed to solicit public strategies of tackling high poverty levels in the country. Similar meetings to be attended by representatives of non-governmental organizations, state officials and members of the public are set to be held in other parts of the country, starting with Gweru next week. The ministry is expected to come out with a position paper on poverty reduction after completing the public outreach program. This comes at a time when the Zimbabwe National Statistics Agency says almost 63% of the country's 14 million people are poor. Chief Zimstat statistician, Mr. Arnold Damba, who attended the three-day stakeholders consultation meeting in Harare, which ended yesterday, said these public outreach meetings will play a key role in addressing the high poverty rates in Zimbabwe.
The poverty is examined in the various categories such as agriculture, employment, education and health.
The government seeks to ascertain the extent of poverty and get input from stakeholders on measures to mitigate its effects. Keith Charumbira, who is a member of Zimbabwe Coalition on Debt and Development, said this is an intervention that needs time and more publicity. Charumbira said apart from that, it is not likely to achieve much without looking at Zimbabwe's huge external debt.
We cannot eradicate poverty without addressing the issues of debt of this country. One of the issues of this country is the issue to do with the debt. We need to understand the people who borrowed and the people who didn't return anything to this country so that they are brought to book, because it is about public funds. When public funds are not well accounted for, I mean to say people will lose confidence.
Zimbabwe owes multilateral institutions billions of dollars as the country has over the years struggled to repay loans obtained from the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, Paris Club, African Export and Import Bank and several others. One of the finance directors in the Ministry of Finance, Eria Hamandishe, said the first meeting was well attended.
In fact, we had to create two more rooms, like this one. You see this room? During the first day, it was full, but then more and more people were coming, and we had to create two more rooms. So we ended up with almost a hall. We are certainly going to take almost all of their contributions on board.
A senior official in the Ministry of Environment, Water and Climate, Ikundishora Mupandaguta, told the Harare stakeholders meeting that poverty is having a negative effect on the environment. He said the country is losing between 100,000 to 320,000 hectares of prime forest annually due to people that are clearing the land in an attempt to eke out a living. He said his ministry is encouraging local people to engage in fish farming, beekeeping, and the better use of proceeds from selling wild animals in order to fight poverty, such as in campfire. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Mark Peter Ntambe.